classic stuff on Radio Life and Style, the station where real music lives. That's Men at Work, Down Under. And speaking of men at work, if you are a leader in the world of work, and you're looking for inspiration, you're looking for top insights, you're looking to give yourself the edge and the best chance at thriving in business, well, I've got something for you. It's absolutely free. It's brand spanking new, and I'm really excited to tell you about a new thought leadership podcast called Renewed Thinking. And we've cooked it up here at Radio Life and Style, featuring conversations with the legendary Victor Snyders, the CEO of Skin Renewal. He's a really interesting guy. He's got decades in business and an incredibly well-read and sharp-minded man, providing a fresh-faced and forward-focused perspective in this podcast on a host of inspiring, engaging, and interrelated business topics, from brand building and business strategy to consumer insights and market trends, technology and innovation, and the spheres of health, wellness, and beauty. Renewed Thinking, it promises to serve up a cleverly curated assortment of thought-provoking insights and practical tools for business leaders to put into practice and to win the day, no matter what industry they're in. And I've got a little teaser for you, a little excerpt from this thing. You'll find the full first episode waiting for you right now online. In fact, you'll find it on our app, the Radio Life and Style app, which is also free for you to download from whichever app store you use, whether you're on Android or iPhone. Get yourself the app and look for the Renewed Thinking podcast, because some ideas are just too good to keep to yourself. They're better when they're shared. Here's a little snippet of what you can find in the first full episode.
Listen to the voice of Bolito, Radio Life and Style, 88.0 FM.
Coming to you either on your streaming on-demand podcast listening service, or you might be hearing it live on Radio Life and Style. My name is Mike Charles. I'm going to be kicking the can around in the studio with Victor, who joins me right now as my special guest. Mr. Snyders, welcome to you. How are you doing today?
Great. Absolutely wonderful. Thank you.
And this is a space that you're quite comfortable in, having a microphone in front of you. We've had a number of radio conversations on Radio Life and Style, and we've had a lot of conversations off air, off microphone, that in my opinion have been some of the most interesting conversations. And it's that content that I think we're going to be able to dive deeper into here in this space, because this is quite a fresh concept for me in a podcast format. Renewed thinking in more ways than one. But you've had the hankering to do a thought leadership thing for a while, am I right?
You know, we've obviously been involved in the business area in South Africa now for many years. And with our advanced age, we have the benefit of hindsight and experience and learning a lot of things that work and a lot of things that don't work. Thankfully, we've learned from our bad decisions, but likewise, I think we've also learned from the right decisions. And we've developed our own philosophy, which happens to take place in our niche, but the fact that we're in the skin business and in the wellness business is almost by the way. We're in a business, and the fundamental things that go into the creation of that business apply across virtually every business. I read voraciously, and when I read books about business, management, psychology, marketing, they are not specific to our industry. And from that, you get a great deal of learnings. And over the years, I've managed to pick up the commonalities and the things that are working and that really can drive a business and a brand forwards, and those that hamper that growth.
Well, this is brilliant then. So this thing is actually wide open. And when we look at sort of who the ideal audience would be, the ideal listener for this podcast, do you have a particular person in mind?
I think it really goes across all spectrums, because very often people differentiate between people who work in a business, i.e. employees, and owners of businesses, i.e. employers. And they see these as different. And what does very often happen is that employers do not impart to their employees what the strategic direction of the business is, what the values of the business are, and hence you get that divide. So employees can benefit from this and can start driving conversations to these sorts of points, and employers can learn from it because they need to impart that knowledge and make the employees part of that business and the direction of that business that everyone is pulling together.
Awesome stuff. And I think the value that listeners are going to find in each episode of this initial 6-episode limited series run we're doing, it might end up being renewed and then carrying on in another shape and form. But every one of the episodes that we've got lined up, I think, speaks to something that anyone in business will find resonates with them. To kick the ball off, we're going to be looking at building a brand versus building a business. Those two things overlap. Sometimes there's a bit of confusion, I think, between what one is and what the other is, and sometimes they're kind of conflated. But they are distinctly different entities. Would you agree?
They can be absolutely identical, and they can be totally different. And I think that's really the cause of the confusion. And I think one of the best ways of looking at this is what needs to take place before either one of those is even coming to reality. So we're talking about the conceptual stage. Somebody who says, I think I want to do something. I think I want to create something. It may be a business, it may be a brand, it may very well be both of those. So looking at those very initial things, there are three fundamental truths that need to be established right at the beginning. I call the first one the why, I call the second one the what, and I call the third one the who.
The why, what, the who.
The why, what, and the who. So the why is very, very well explained in a book that was written by Simon Sinek around about 2010 odd, which is called
Start With Why.
Funnily enough, we went through the why exercise about 10 years before Simon wrote that book. And that's not because we're trendsetters. I think we were stumbling around in the dark. But if anyone wants to start any kind of business or brand, the question of why has to be established. If the answer to that question is to make money, they're on the wrong track.
You don't have a thing that's going to last.
There is not a higher purpose to that, because if your goal is to make money, how much? Okay, we want to make $1 million. And now we've made $1 million, now what do we want to make? We want to make $2 million, we want to make $3 million. All it becomes is a moving of the goalposts.
Yeah.
And it means that the foundation of that business is nothing other than transactional and will always be measured in rand terms.
Gotcha.
There is no passion involved in that. There's only an accountant that's counting the beans.
And would you say that having that why in your back pocket is the thing that's going to carry you through the rough patches when the money isn't coming in?
Absolutely. The why is what inspires you. So our why was to transform people's lives. That was our why.
The skin renewal why.
So we wanted to achieve something. That's what we get a kick out of. So whether it's a patient, whether it's someone who works inside the company, whether it's a supplier or someone we collaborate with, we try to have an impact that their lives will be better as a result of the interaction with us.
Okay.
We want to see people enjoying life and whatever that may mean to them. It may be confidence, it may be prosperity, it may be satisfaction. It means different things to different people, but trying to add value to people's lives so that after an interaction, they can look back and say, my life is better for having connected with you in some way, whether it's that they worked with us, whether they supplied us something, or they indulged in our services. That why is the fundamental reason why we go to work every day. Now, in order to be able to do that, we have to be profitable. Because if we don't make money, then we can't do the why. So being profitable is a necessity so that you can do the why, but it is not the why in its own entity.
In fact, as someone I was chatting to the other day echoed this in their own way, saying, we don't do this for money, but we need money to do this.
It's exactly that. And I mean, you guys think about your own business. You're in the radio business, you're in the communication, in the media space. This is something you love doing. You love sitting behind a microphone, talking to people, getting different views, disseminating information, being able to analyze it, and informing people and educating people. That's what you love doing. If your only reason for doing this was to make money, I honestly believe you would have chosen another route than running a radio station.
There are easier ways. So let me ask you about your baby, your business and your brand in Skin Renewal, and relating it to these three key ingredients that we've been talking about. At the very beginning of the thing, did you do the exercise of the research and the mapping out, or did it sort of happen by trial and error, more organically over a period of time, that you came to understand what this thing is?
Very much the second. So despite the fact that myself and my partner, Dr. Maureen, both had exposure to business and industries and things for 25 years before we started Skin Renewal, we started absolutely fresh in this. And we planned for the best and hoped for the best and made a lot of mistakes and discovered a lot of things as we went along. Thankfully, a couple of those fundamentals, the why and the what and the who, were things that have always underpinned our business decisions. Because as we go through the series and we discuss many other things, you will see the why, the what and the who always return.
I was just going to say,
businesses continuously need to evolve.
That's it. And if you hadn't had those three already in place at the start of this thing, even though you were kind of feeling your way through, you wouldn't be where you are today. It wouldn't have lasted.
Yeah, the most important of the three is the why. And that has been more than anything our anchor. Our what fluctuated. And there are times we lost direction of our what, and we also lost direction of our who. But our why always brought us back to get those on track.
I'm really excited to delve deeper over the next six episodes. Renewed Thinking, and you're catching it either on your streaming on-demand podcast listening service, or you might be hearing it live on Radio Life and Style. It's brought to you by Skin Renewal. Well, there you go. That's where the renewed thinking comes from. And featuring conversations with Victor Snyders, CEO of Skin Renewal, a man who has an informed perspective on brand building, business strategy, consumer insights, market trends, technology and innovation, health, wellness and beauty. The list goes on, and we've just started the journey. Victor, I can't wait for our next sit down. Anything you'd like to leave our listener with while they digest the information of this first episode?
I don't think there's ever a single thing that one can leave people with, because we are different every single day and we react differently to different impulses. But don't ever think that whatever you are thinking about is right or is the only way. There is always another way. There's always a way of improving it and evolving it. Don't ever get stuck. Don't be scared to make mistakes. Mistakes are wonderful exercises because they provide learning. Success provides very little learning. It's the mistakes. The key is keep your mistakes short and small and make your successes long and big.
I'll definitely be meditating on that this weekend. And thanks for giving us the pearls of wisdom. I'm really excited for the episodes to come. What do you say?
Great. Looking forward to them.
You heard it. Renewed Thinking. Stay tuned for the next episode.
88FM. Live from the center of Belito.
And that was just a little snippet, an excerpt of the first full episode of Renewed Thinking. If you want to find the whole thing, the podcast waiting for you on the Life and Style app, the Radio Life and Style app, free for you to download from whichever app store you like to visit. Do it now.